God is the source of all that is creative. Answers are not creative. As soon as you think you have an answer, you stop creating. Answers kill creation. Stay within the question. Remain always with the inquiry. For within the inquiry is the power and the motivation and the passion to create. And creation is the glory of God, made manifest over and over again in ever new and never final ways through the process called life itself.
So you're saying that what the world would most benefit from right now is a spirituality that announces that it does not have all the answers. A spirituality that says, let's continue to ask life's greatest questions and to always honor that process of sincere inquiry and the paths on which it takes each of us. Let's announce that there is no one right path and that many paths can lead us to the mountaintop.
Yes. And let us declare that once we get to the mountaintop, there will always be new mountains to climb. Let us happily observe that the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, and that the mountains never end. Let us rejoice in the awareness that they reach to infinity. This rejoicing in the infinite nature of your being, without hesitation or condemnation of another, is what will transform religion and your world forever. That is the kind of spirituality I've been talking about here. That is the kind of spirituality I am proposing. And this change in humanity's spiritual expression will occur. It is not a question of whether, but of when. When will it occur, and who will bring it about?
Well, you've asked this question now about 6 times.
Indulge me.
Okay.
Will it occur after humanity moves closer, still to the brink of self-annihilation? When there's precious little left of your present way of life to save, and you have to spend generations to dig your way out of the pit into which you have thrown yourself? Or will it happen before you get to that place of sheer and utter desperation, while you still have a chance to keep in place so much of what is good and wonderful about life on earth?
Okay, so now you've asked it 7 times.
And I'm asking you to ask it 7,000 times. I'm asking you to ask it 7,000,000 times. I'm asking you to ask it over and over and over again until someone hears you, until someone listens. Because now the question is urgent. Life cannot wait much longer for a response. Soon it will be forced to provide a response of its own.
The system will correct itself if we do not.
You can bet your life on it. In fact, you are doing so.
All right, okay, I get that. Now, we see that oneness and needlessness and unconditionality are some of the foundational truths of the new spirituality. I know there are more. There must be. So what are they?
I'm not going to tell you.
No?
Not here.
Why not?
Because if I put all of them here, you would turn this book into your Bible.
I would not.
Well, some people would turn it into theirs, believe me.
Yes, yes, I understand the problem.
So, we're going to avoid that by not putting everything into one book or setting you up as the only single source. The truth is that the single source lies within each person. That is another foundational truth of the new spirituality. And it is the last that we will discuss in detail here. Anyone who wishes to know more of the foundational truths may do so by going deeply within. Search within. Ask within. Inquire within. Seek within. Go within. For if you do not go within, you go without.
But what if people genuinely wish to expand their awareness and uplift their consciousness using the tools of their exterior world? Is it not a legitimate process or practice to reach outward to see what others are experiencing and what they have to say about their experience?
Of course it is, as long as outward reaching does not turn into outward placing.
Help me with that.
If you reach outward to collect what your world has to offer as you search for your inner truth about God and about life, you will receive the information that you seek. It will practically fall into your lap, as I suspect this very book did.